Page 72. Read. Exercise 2B. The whistleblowers who exposed a water crisis.
In December 2014, Leanne Walters, a stay-at-home mother from Flint, Michigan, noticed something strange about her tap water. It had turned brown. Within a few months, her husband and children developed serious health problems, and her 3-year-old son's growth had become stunted. Tests by the local water department confirmed that the water supply was contaminated, but the department insisted that the issue was an isolated occurrence. However, at one point, tests showed Walter's tap water included 800 times the legal limit of lead particles. Overexposure to lead can damage the kidneys and nervous system in children and adults and cause cognitive impairment in children. Armed with these test results, Walters filed a complaint with the local authorities, as did many other Flint residents. Their complaints fell on deaf ears. Over the next few months, authorities refused to fully investigate and continually denied that there were serious issues with the city's water supply. The mayor of Flint, Dane Walling, even drank Flint water on local television to dispel residents' fears. Walters began researching the water system in Flint herself. What she found was striking. In an attempt to cut costs, the city government had recently switched its water supply from a nearby lake to the Flint River. The Flint River had been a dumping ground for industrial waste for nearly 2 centuries. Yet the government's desire to clear debts led officials to ignore this fact. Walters contacted Mark Edwards, a scientist who had experience uncovering water supply scandals. 10 years earlier, Edwards had investigated claims from the public that the water supply in Washington, D.C. had become contaminated. He discovered rising lead levels in the water systems and unearthed a monumental government cover-up that had resulted in thousands of children being left with lifelong health problems. Edwards sensed that a similar cover-up might be afflicting Flint. He collaborated with Walters to arm Flint residents with hundreds of water testing kits. Analysis of samples taken from around the city showed dangerous levels of lead, confirming Edwards' suspicions that this was not a localized, isolated occurrence. Supporting evidence from local health agencies proved to be the tipping point. A pediatrician based in Flint named Mona Hanna Atisha released data showing elevated levels of lead in blood samples taken from children in the area. Hanna Atisha's data clearly correlated with that of Walters and Edwards. The findings were conclusive, and authorities had no choice but to accept blame for the water supply crisis. Many government employees were forced out of their jobs after being found complicit in a statewide cover-up. To date, the state of Michigan has spent $240 million to address the crisis, funding a range of public health programs, and has stopped using the Flint River as a source for drinking water. Leanne Walters and Mark Edwards have received numerous awards and accolades for their efforts, and their work has inspired other communities worldwide to fight for clean water.